Jones, and Mike. Real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say. About family, women, philosophy, politics, history, people, money, pop culture, kids, fighting, business, life. Join the conversation. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike. 24/7 worldwide at jonesandmike.com. This hour, get sexy without lifting a weight. Find out how to lose $10 million with a gas mask bar. And where in Chicago can you have the best pizza experience? This is Jones and Mike. Jones and Mike. Jones and Mike in for Patty Vasquez, 720 AM WGN, 312-981-7200 is the number. And you got to be nicer than you were to Steve. I mean, I can't even believe the negativity towards Steve Gadlin Jones.
It was pretty brutal, but Steve's built for that.
I really mean,
I've seen Steve in a number of outlets, locally, nationally. He's built for that sort of thing.
I expected him to be in tears, and he left with a smile on his face.
No, he was probably off to the next promotion pitch. He's bulletproof.
He is bulletproof. And so this weekend, people have, this time of night, if you're still up and you're looking forward to the weekend, you've got your list of things to do. And many times they are honeydews. You know, I'm married, four kids. I've got a million things to do that are familial oriented. You, the single, meditating, grocery store vegan, you have things to do that surround being, you know, a bachelor. You know, you got to do laundry. No one's doing that stuff for you. You don't have to do shopping. Someone isn't going to be doing your shopping. You don't have Peapod bringing your stuff. But by and large, your to-do list revolves around being sexy, being active, fit, healthy. Am I right?
It does. And I wouldn't have thought of it being that way until you presented it in such fashion. But I guess it would, in terms of watching. I'm the only one who can watch my diet. I'm the only one dressing myself. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that's going to make myself work out.
And we really ought to think about having someone help you in that regard.
Oh, would you get out of here?
Many people are, this time of year, they're like, you know what? I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to get fit. And I think they're doing it for the wrong reasons. They're getting out in my neighborhood on their recumbent bikes.
Yeah, it looks pretty ridiculous.
You get dressed up like you're going to be in a bike race, but you're laying down as you're doing it. And I don't even think you sweat when you're on your recumbent bike. So now, this time of year, the men 40, 50, 60, they're like gangs where they swarm around my neighborhood on their bikes that you pedal while you're laying down. And so my neighborhood is very active. It's like the Venice Beach of Chicagoland.
I do have to say, yes, I do have to say, you're out in a very like wooded area, classic suburbs. When I make my way out from the city, I am always floored at how active people are out there.
Yeah, I know.
I see it here, but I kind of get it. Where just Ohio Street Beach is just a couple blocks from where I live.
That's
Oak
right.
Street Beach.
Right.
It makes sense. You want to run along the lake. But then when I go out to your neighborhood, they're just, I wouldn't picture that people would say, I've got to get outside. I've got to be doing things. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it just seems quiet.
No, it
but
is.
But man, they're out there. There are people out there putting in some serious work. Even if it's misguided. Even if they're laying down while they're pedaling.
Well, right. And so those dudes look like they're doing it for fun. But most of the people, they're working. And I always wonder, what are they working for? I think it's because people are trying to get their beach body for, you know, the trip with the girls to Vegas or whatever. And so this quest for sexiness, do you feel the need, Jones, as an unmarried man to be sexy?
I feel the need to be fit. I know I'm not, I know, I'll put it this way. I know I'm not sexy, but I know I have my appeal.
You know you're not sexy.
I'm not the bedroom eyes guy. I know that. But I know that I have my appeal. It's taken me 42 years to figure it out. But there are, like, if typically for a man, a woman would need to be attractive. But for a woman likes an attractive man, but many things are attractive to a woman. And I've noted, I've learned that now. I've learned that I have my appeal, but do I think that I'm sexy? Do I think I stir women's souls when I walk past? No. But having a certain level of je ne sais quoi.
Oh my God. Now the French is coming out. Now that's sexy.
I do feel like I've learned to cultivate that within my unsexiness.
So
does that make sense?
It kind of. So the premise here from iHeartIntelligence.com. I found this list. I thought of you immediately. Not that you need help in this way, but it's the 5 simple habits that can increase your charisma, your confidence, and your sense of self, your sexiness. So in other words, be sexy without even having to lift a weight or get on a recumbent bike. I would like to stop the world from getting on recumbent bikes. They're dangerous. You're only like a foot, you're only like a knee off the ground.
And see, that's why I think I just think they're unproductive. I don't think they're dangerous.
They're unproductive. Yeah, if you're going to get somewhere, you want to get out there, you want to be standing tall. So I'll give you the 5 simple habits, and I want you to try them. Would you try them this weekend? Will you be in a position to do it?
I'm always in a position to do it.
You're steps away from the Viagra Triangle.
I'm ready to go.
You could stroll out to the Viagra Triangle and try out some of these tricks to be sexy without having to work on your body.
Very good.
We're in for Patty Vasquez. It's Jones and Mike, 720 WGN.
49ers All-Pro linebacker Patrick Willis stunned the football world when he retired at the age of 30. Still in the prime of his career and with many millions of dollars left on the table. The reason? His feet. He could no longer reach his highest potential without excruciating pain. Trouble with your feet can not only hobble you and keep you from experiencing and living life to the fullest, from reaching your highest potential, it can lead to severe problems throughout the rest of your body. Keep your feet happy and healthy. If you have pain or any issues, see Chicagoland's top foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Brian Shermonti, at the Foot and Ankle Center. 2 Chicagoland offices in Tinley Park and in Bridgeport. Make your appointment today. Your feet will thank you. 708-429-1377. That's 708-429-1377. And see him online at www.tinleyparkfootdoc.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
Weekday mornings 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News is Chicago's must-watch morning news. Patty Vasquez has the night off. It's Jones and Mike's Mike in her stead. And normally all of our shows are on WGNplus.com. You can also get them at jonesandmike.com. 312-981-7200 is the number. And I'm wanting to help impart how you can be sexy without even touching weights. I heard an interview with CeeLo Green today. You know CeeLo Green, right?
Yes, I do.
He's a rotund little dude. But I guess, like, he was getting ladies crazy for him. Do you see what I did there? Yeah, that was his song, right?
Yeah. That was very good.
Very good. Crazy for him before he became, you know, a huge success. Because he carried
I don't know. I'd have to see that. Here's the thing.
It's revisionist history. do you think?
Well, there's a couple of things at work.
Yeah.
And one of them can be, you can get like a number of ladies, but they can be crazy ladies. But you just chalk it up to, I'm getting the ladies. So I'd like to see what CeeLo is able to bring in now to what he was previously.
I bet he would score extremely high on this. From iHeartIntelligence.com, I found this list. The simple habits you can do to make yourself sexy without having to be like, you know, in shape. So I need this, right? I need this the most.
Yes, you do.
Number one, and I don't think they're in any order, but the number one thing here is just be confident, Jones. Be confident. And then it kind of gets into some new agey stuff with like the law of attraction. Like if you believe it, it'll happen. You'll manifest it. Do you buy this?
I do too. Yeah, I do. But I have to admit, going out there and projecting a lot of confidence isn't as simply as just saying it and repeating it as a mantra. I'll say this. I've noticed, like, as you know, I'm the millennial whisperer. A lot of my friends that I hang out with are millennials. Last night, I had three people over at my place, 25, 26, and 28. I'm the millennial whisperer.
It's weird.
Now, I have to say,
I think it's because you're the single dude, and they're like, you know.
I know, but why would they go?
You're the single 42-year-old who's very unassuming.
But here's the thing. They called me and said, Brian, we want to come over. Like, why would you do that to some just 42-year-old dude living above a garage?
Well, because they all live with their parents. So
no,
they just needed a place to drink.
No, they don't.
Oh.
They're fully functioning adults. But what I've noticed is, there's something about my 42-ness.
Yeah.
That when I'm hanging out with the millennial set, I'm a little bit more composed than I would have been in my 20s.
Right. And like fine wine, you're finally figuring it out.
Yes. Without really having to try to work at that and pull out the issue of confidence and coming up with this. It's just kind of like I can walk into a room and be like, hey, I'm just a 42-year-old dude happy to be here.
That's
and
right.
There's something about, I'm sensing there's something about my relaxed demeanor that permeates the room. And the millennials, they can't walk away.
They're like, oh my God.
They're obsessed with me.
Most 27-year-old men aren't this confident.
So I do agree with the confidence completely. And obviously it makes sense. It's a simple one. But
well,
the challenge is how do you make it before the age?
Yeah, it's a duh, no kidding. But I see dudes who misconstrue confidence as like alpha.
Right.
Like getting in your face.
Yeah, but see,
and putting you down.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad.
I know, but there are women out there that love the jerk face stuff too. It's just out there. Like those guys, the guys who come off mega alpha do so for a reason. It works. What I'm happy about with my own situation at 42, I've learned how to do that, to radiate it by just being my 42-ness.
Yeah.
Now, how do I tell a 32-year-old to do that? How do I tell a 22-year-old to do that?
No, they just got to figure it out. They have to just age.
I think, yeah, there is a key to the, there's a secret sauce.
It's like you made this list.
When it comes, but the aging to me is the key component.
Genuine confidence is an infinitely attractive trait. We're gonna bottle what you've got in that way.
Age.
I have more. I have more.
Please.
Craig, do you buy into any of this idea, or are people just super superficial and?
No, I believe
topical.
This. No, this makes sense, especially from a female perspective toward a guy. I think that, like, you know, you guys said a minute ago, women seem to be a little bit more open to what they find attractive.
Do you see dudes misconstruing confidence as being like the alpha, the jerk?
Yeah.
Like that phrase, chicks like jerks.
I worked in sales for a little bit, and I would say that the sales guys take on that persona a lot. It seems like you're competing against everyone with just like a simple sentence.
Right. Now, did you find that group of people, were they successful with the ladies?
Well, they all said they were.
Right.
The nights we went out, they were off their game. Those were the nights that they were off.
Okay.
You know, if you had gone with me last night, bro, it was amazing.
Right.
Yeah. See, that sales, those salespeople, man, they're so wily.
Weird.
Wascally.
Tonight it's the girls. It's not me. It's the chicks.
Yeah. Normally I'm killing it on Tinder.
All right.
Everybody swipe right.
Right. Oh, right on. All right. So more on this. Patty Vasquez is out. It's Jones and Mike in. It's 720 WGN.
When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
It's Jones and Mike in for Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You can call or text 312-981-7200. Jones, I'm on a mission to keep men off of recumbent bikes this weekend. I don't think you need to do it. You don't need to sweat in order to be beautiful.
No, you don't. That is true. Now, I don't want to get crazy. I think it helps. But what we are trying to
Well, no, it helps to be healthy because your mind will be in tune with, you know, you'll be happier if you're healthy. Probably.
No, right. But I think this is an exercise in... If you avoid all that, is there something that you can still do to make you sexy? We've determined confidence is sexy, kind of a no-brainer. Now, I do have to apologize
to
the WGN audience.
Yeah.
Because I really went into this thinking like, all right, we're going to come up with some steps, going to help you.
Actionable.
I'm going to articulate about confidence. And then all I could really come up with was get older.
That's right.
So I'm admitting right off the bat, that sucked.
Well, at least you know what.
We went to the break.
Honesty.
I was like, I enjoyed the segment. I had fun. It was a good chat. But then I was like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
All I told people was become 42 and then
hang
you can
around
talk to 25-year-old women.
Hang around with the people who are
now,
self-conscious.
It
and they're 24.
Does work if you're 42 years old.
Uh-huh.
You go chase down that 25-year-old woman. You start gabbing. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Well, right. So be confident without being an alpha jerk. Right.
Okay.
But this one is in your wheelhouse. Number two on this list is take time to meditate. Like if you're like an anxious person, meditate, it says here.
Yeah.
It'll
and
get
I'm
rid
a meditator.
Of the anxiety, impulsiveness, and worry.
Okay. This is perfect. You know, I'm a meditator, big into meditation.
You are.
When you were preparing for the show, and this is funny because now we can kind of bring the two points together, and I think you know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You were getting a little stressed out, like, well, where was this thing? We had this. Mm. We were going to have this article here, and I thought you had this.
Yeah.
And I went to play. I went on my app on my phone, Buddhify.
That's right.
And I pulled up a four-minute meditation.
Oh, my
you.
God.
It was everything you could do to get through 90 seconds.
Yeah. No.
Your alphaness.
It was stressful.
Your alphaness took off on you. And I know, I bet you don't think this about yourself, but you're very alpha. You
no,
couldn't
I'm
even
not.
Make it through the app meditation.
Well, isn't that something you need to practice, right? You need to practice
meditation.
Who just dives
minutes.
Right in and starts meditating?
Dives right in, I was saying, for 4 minutes. And you didn't even have to do anything. It was guided.
All I had to do was sit
How
there.
How long is this? How long? And every time there was a pause.
Yeah.
Just imagine yourself. By a pond.
This is why I'm not attractive, Jones. This is why I need to, like, ugly dudes like me need to find lists like this. And so, look, I'm taking baby steps forward.
Okay, well, you need to take larger steps because you trying to meditate was awful. Now, would you identify yourself as being alpha?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would,
That's
but I mean, am I a mean alpha? I don't think I'm a mean alpha. I think I try to include people, and the way I do it is I'm self-deprecating. And then I also am mocking.
Well,
yeah.
As I have said for
You're right,
years,
that's not sexy.
Everything with you is a hug and a punch.
That's right. That's right. Well, again, I'm finding the list. I'm improving. Little did I know that you wrote this list. Number three is I don't even understand this. I kind of do. It says personal congruence. You need to be personally congruent. In other words, be authentic, eat warts and all.
And you are, I'll say this though, you are authentic.
See, I'm going along slowly toward being sexy.
You are authentic, but a lot of what you do is like authentically alpha, and you don't have to do it.
I can't hide it.
I know. And what is it? But what is the trigger that goes up? Like, for example, we've got a mutual friend, Matt, and his wife, April, is adorable.
Cute as a button.
Cute as a button.
That's right. He's
and
a lucky guy.
She wouldn't even be embarrassed by that. Everybody talks, oh my God, April, she's adorable. Man, if every time we don't go over to poker, this is what you do.
To play poker. To play poker.
Yes. I did not mean that. Now, but every time we go over there, you'll walk through the, oh my God, April, you're looking wonderful, better than ever. What a vision. Oh my God, Matt, what are you doing? Sitting on the couch. Think you gotten larger. And here's the thing, like, you create this separation because you tell
this guy. Do you think that I'm hitting on her on some level?
Well, here's the thing. You hit her up with the compliments, which paralyzes a woman.
Yeah.
So she's not gonna suddenly go, hey, wait a minute.
It feels
gross.
What
are you saying about Matt? She's just in this heady cloud of compliment. And then you start throwing daggers at the husband.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's amazing
about.
He's never punched me.
It is amazing.
He just takes my money and sends me on my way.
Although, I'll tell you this. Yeah. He has told me before. He's like, I'm amazed that nobody's ever punched Mike. He said that. He has said
Dude,
that.
I've been punched so many times. That's why I'm so ugly now. All right. That's fine. I understand you've got some bones to pick with me.
I
acknowledge them. I acknowledge them. And because I'm personally congruent, Jones. This clearly was written by a woman. No dude is sitting around using the term personally congruent.
And that's, when I went through the list and the be yourself, know yourself, be yourself, I have to say that does seem like a step that does come from a woman that they would want to believe that when they go out there, that's what they're looking for in the guy.
That's why I take this list
seriously.
But I
don't buy...
It's coming. This is why it was made for dudes like me. So number four on the list, you stop looking for validation from others. This is where from others and from mothers.
You do this better than me for
this
sure.
This is kind of Oprah-y now. Now we're finding our spirit. But when you free yourself up to pursue interests and hobbies that you may never have considered before, others will find you well-rounded and sexy. Unless it's a recumbent bike, if that's one of your hobbies.
Then you've just decreased your sexiness fourfold.
How do I know this list was written by a woman? Number five is be a good listener.
Oh, yeah. No,
listen to this, Jones. Be a good listener.
Can I double back to number four?
That's right.
What activity do you do where you just do it on your own and people go, oh, I like that?
Yeah, it's impossible. I got four kids. It's impossible.
Yeah, but there's got to be something.
No, I limo children to and fro events.
Okay. So you're nil on that step. Yeah. You're nil on the meditation. You're good on the know yourself, be yourself.
God, you're going to make me sexy.
But you're nil on the empower yourself. Would you say you're nil on the empower yourself, rate yourself right here?
Yeah, and I do listen to people.
You do listen to people.
I do. Because I want to know what I can mock them on.
Yes, exactly.
Later.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And here's the funny thing. When I go through conversations with you, I have to think my way through.
Yeah.
All the
don't
time.
Don't say this.
Don't
say that.
Don't say this phrase, because if you say this, you know he can't lay off that, and he'll have to say this other thing.
All right. Number six is just don't care about rejection. And you know what? So you're rejecting, I don't care. I don't care, Jones. Huh. And that's why I'm on my way.
All right. Now, where would you say I fit in on the don't care about rejection?
On the don't care about rejection, I think that I think you're pretty good. I think you know what? You can't read your own reviews. And we'll talk more about that later on because there was a very important video that came out this week. People were talking about in this town, but a couple of female sports writers, Julie DeCaro and Sarah Spain, who had to, like, men read mean tweets to them. And it was brutal.
Oh, it was brutal.
It was brutal. So we'll talk about that later on. But we have bacon drinks. We got all sorts of other things. And we also have to talk about your low T up next. Patty Vasquez is out. It's Jones and Mike in 720 WGN. Jones and Mike in for Patty Vasquez. 312-981-7200. Jones, I am excited to a degree to hear about your low T. No, I don't want to hear about why you've been sick this week. Right after last weekend, you tell me,
okay,
hey man, I'm going to start taking this supplement to boost up my testosterone.
Yes.
You may notice some anger issues.
Well, I didn't know what to expect. So, yes, on our last Jones and Mike show on WGN Plus, I announced that I was going to start taking GHT.
Oh, my God. You brought them?
I brought it.
What, do you have to bring them? Like, you have to eat one an hour?
You want to look at it?
Yeah, let me see.
There you go. So, I decided, I had identified on my own in the last couple of weeks, like, man, there is something wrong. Like, I was getting up. Every morning, I was doing kettlebells, I was going to jiu-jitsu, I was playing hockey.
Super manly things.
I was manly things. And, man, I was just, I don't know if it's like adrenals or what, but my sleep got horrible. I was waking up every morning with this like sense of like, ooh. But I knew nothing was
crying wrong. Crying like Karen Silkwood in the shower.
Not even that bad, but where I would wake up, like I would have a great weekend. Like the weekend I was out hanging out with my friends, bought a car, everything was good. And then I'd wake up on Monday with this feeling of like, oh.
That's incredibly stressful to buy a car, though.
Not
the way you do it,
because I had been, I got the car I wanted.
You got
I'm
the
happy.
Car.
So
the
anyway.
Car that will get the girl. And then, so you say, I'm going to take this pill that's human growth hormone.
GHT.
Natural.
Yes. It's a yes. Growth hormone and testosterone.
Very brave of you.
Yes.
To admit it.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where it's like, well, if I can sit here and tell everybody like, man, I'm working out like crazy. I'm doing all this active stuff. Like, I don't really care to say, man, something's up. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start taking this. And I'm going to start taking it on Monday and kind of chart where things go.
Yeah. Well, and I'm against it. I'm against toying with Mother Nature. What did Jim Croce say? You don't tug on Superman's cape and you don't spit into the wind.
I don't know Jim Croce, so
well,
I'll take your word for it.
You know what? I didn't know Jim Croce either, but you, sir, are no Jim Croce. Because you should not tempt fate like this.
It's not okay. I've made this determination that I'm comfortable doing this.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
And so you felt this week like ...
Well, here's the thing. So late last week, I had hurt my back in jiu-jitsu, buddy of mine, I had almost...
Choking someone out.
From my back, I almost armbarred this girl, but she eluded me.
Oh, man.
She's a higher rank than me.
That's right.
But she eluded me.
You were fighting a girl and you hurt yourself.
How old is she, by the way?
The girl, oh, you know, 12, no, these
13.
Are, I should say, yes.
Whoa.
She's an adult woman.
Craig.
No, I mean, I did.
I don't know where he's at in his jiu-jitsu.
Listen, the Denny Hastert thing this week, don't even joke.
No, but I mean, if I'm pulling the Cosmo Kramer in like some kid's class, beating up the kids.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's right. He did that.
Right. Yeah. No. So I do appreciate that.
But it still was a woman who hurt you.
No. Let's be clear.
I would take testosterone, too, after a girl beat me up.
She didn't hurt me. I had her in an arm bar. Time ran out. But in the process of getting her in that arm bar, my muscles went. Totally different thing. And extremely masculine what I was doing. Very masculine. Anyway. So a
buddy of mine...
I've
always wanted you to pick up girls in bars. Now you're putting girls in arm bars. You totally missed the point.
I've taken an odd turn. But I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he's like, I was telling him about the back. He's like, yeah, tell you what, I got this guy up in Evanston. He does acupuncture right as rain. Go see him. So
you
I go up
see
on
the Buick,
Sunday.
The Buick's on Tui.
So I go up on Sunday. I meet this guy. He goes, he's giving me the acupuncture. And now I don't know if this is what set me back, but then he goes, all right, and, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to do some cupping.
Oh, Mike. Whoa. Do you have to pay extra for that?
I probably did. So now the cupping.
Oh.
The cupping is simply where they do that lighter thing under the glass.
Oh, that.
And then they put it on your back, and then it kind of sucks all your flesh up into this glass to kind of relieve the tension.
Yeah.
So we do this whole process, and at the end of it, he goes,
where do they put it? They put it on your lower or your...
upper. Like this is all upper back, okay. Like the shoulders.
All right.
He's like, oh, we've got some great discoloration here. All the toxins are coming to the top.
That's what they say.
So as I go to leave,
he's
he gives me this,
calling it toxins.
Yes, he gives me this herbal supplement called Zio Yao.
Okay.
So I don't know what this is, but it's got all sorts of stuff in it that I cannot pronounce.
Okay.
And he's like, take three of these in the morning, three of these at night, every day. So now I'm taking...
And you don't even know what it does and how to pronounce it, but some dude gives it to you. And
it says herbal dietary supplement, so I don't know how I can go wrong.
Well, he put a red Solo cup on my back. He must know what he's talking about.
So anyway, I wind up, now I'm taking these six pills,
yeah.
And then I'm taking the GHT, and I have been, I've never been so sick. Now I'm coming out of it, but I can't tell if it's because the toxins got brought up from the cupping,
oh my God.
Or if it's the GHT,
yeah,
or
you don't know
if
you're coming
it's the herbal
or going.
Supplement.
Yeah.
Now I will say this, my sleep's gotten better, sleep's gotten a lot better.
Good.
So I'm anxious.
Which
I'm
is what you wanted.
Yes. And,
right.
But now I have to go back to the acupuncture this week. And I'm scared that that's going to set me back because I really want to start hitting the kettlebells and the jiu-jitsu and the hockey on my GHT and see where it takes me.
Yeah. This is why you shouldn't just get the paunch like the rest of us.
I don't want to.
You get a little paunch and, you know, and you just move on with your aging.
I don't.
Why do you?
It just seems like a bad idea to give in to it.
It's not giving in. It's letting nature run her course.
But is it?
Now
is
you're getting.
It, or is it just
dudes in Buicks on the shoulder of Tui are putting cups on your back? They're bruising you and then calling it detoxification. I'm worried about you.
I tell you what, though, it's taken a lot of all the pressure that I was feeling in my back muscles. It's relieved it, man. So if you want to continue with this, my progress in the world of GHT, we will be revisiting this.
That's right. In for Patty Vasquez, Nikki Allen from Knife and Time is coming up with bacon infused drinks. Jones, hopefully vegan friendly for you. It's Jones and Mike, 720 WGN.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury free. It's clean. It's wild caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
WGN. Patty Vasquez has the night off. It's Jones and Mike. 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. 224 texter, by the way, Jones, says you're getting ripped off.
Oh.
You should be taking Placebo RX.
According to this,
probably the CEO of Placebo RX there.
No, people are always going to say that stuff. I am focused on self-improvement.
That's
I will
right.
not be deterred.
Right, with your natural growth hormone for men. So Nikki Allen's coming in a little while, allegedly. She's from Knife and Tine, and she's making bacon-infused drinks at Bacon Fest. So this is what, like, I guess real men do. So me and you,
we look for,
like, Oprah-style lists on how to become real men. Real men, they go to Bacon Fest after they spend their day at Draft Town.
Wow. Okay, yes. Real men do go to Draft Town. I don't think you have to eat bacon to be a real man. But real men do go to Draft Town. So now, I haven't this year,
yeah.
but I went last year because I'm a real man.
So you are a real man. You've been to Draft Town. Like, there was a big old party out there. I guess McMichael and Hampton were playing like in a band
it's
out there.
Be awful.
It's, yeah,
it's got to be
we
awful.
We looked hard. We looked really hard for the tape.
There's like, yeah.
But it's been destroyed already.
I'm sure those guys are going around like crazy destroying it. I can only think of one. I mean, really, there's only one athlete where you'd go, whether you like the style of music or not. You remember Wayman Tisdale from the NBA? NBA player, played for like 15 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then he was like a smooth jazz guy.
Really?
Like a smooth jazz
bass guitar.
Oh,
yes, yes.
He had like, I think he might have even won Grammys or been Grammy nominated. But he was like a legit, he had a legit musical career, Lord rest his soul.
Oh.
After his NBA career.
Okay.
But outside of that, man, you gotta think.
Well,
I mean, I didn't hear Hampton to McMichael, but it can't have been good.
God, I would love if Hamp stormed through the door right now. Looking like
looking maniacal, I'll say this.
With his bass still in his hand.
I'll say this. Only one of us has got jiu-jitsu and almost armbarred a woman from his back this week. So bring it on, Danimal.
Yeah,
ain't running.
That's right. That's right. How many knee surgeries, Hampton?
Right, yes.
Okay, so the Bears apparently have a ton of new players. They've drafted new players. We happen to have an advance copy. Take notes, because these are some of the new players that will be on your Chicago Bears in 2016. Take notes, Jones.
DeMarcus Williams.
Yeah.
University of Georgia.
Okay, I like him.
CJ Jackson, yeah. Wayne State University.
Ooh.
Tavarius Smith King, Merrimack College.
Tom Royal, Smoochie Wallace.
Smoochie.
University of Miami.
That's right.
Desquarius Green Jr., University of Notre Dame.
Ibrahim Moizus, University of Tennessee.
Oh, Vic Fangio's going to love him.
Jack Marius Tack Theratrix, Michigan State University.
Yeah, that's right.
Isaiah T. Billings Clyde, Coastal Carolina University.
Ryan Pace outdid himself.
For Probing Crook the Third.
That's right.
South Carolina State
that's right.
University.
These are your new Chicago Bears.
Maxwell Gilio.
Mm-hmm.
East Carolina
University.
The more excited
Jamar,
for the
Jamar, Javaris and Lamar.
That's right.
University of Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
Devoyne Showerhand.
Oh, my God. Fox.
University of Southern Mississippi.
Fox putting him with Langford in the backfield. Unbelievable.
He is going to have so many weapons.
Duke Marriott. Florida Atlantic University.
Ridiculous Morgan. University of South Florida.
Yeah. I've seen him play.
Flexing, waxing. California, University of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Your new Chicago Bears, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
Give
impressive.
It up for Ryan Pace in his
He's
just his second draft.
He's done the work.
After the debacle that was Kevin White, probably drafting an injured player, I got to say, he rebounded nicely this year.
He did.
Smoochie Wallace?
I think I heard. Excited.
Smoochie.
For Smoochie to take the field.
You're darn tootin'. Now, that's what real men do. They are worried about football. In April.
Yes.
In April, Jones.
I can think of one football player who is very worried about football in April.
Yeah.
Or he should have been.
That's right.
Did you see the video of the Miami Dolphins when they drafted Laremy Tunsil?
Laremy Tunsil.
What are you doing? It looks like you're like...
You can't see it from over here?
I can
okay,
see it
so
now.
I have the video. This character was drafted
like
by the Dolphins.
Curl with your
he was drafted by the Dolphins and somebody... Either somebody was waiting to punk him, or he legitimately was hacked, but they leaked a video of him.
Oh, it's a horror show.
First, they leaked a video of him wearing like a World War I style gas mask with a bong attached to it, and then somebody lights it for him, and then the gas mask does the rest.
It's disturbing. And like, who would put their face in that? Especially if you're a guy who's thinking to himself... I'm at least worth $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
If not, when all is said and done, $60, $70, $100 million?
More money, more money, more money.
Who would put their face in that contraption? Like you described, a World War I mask with a bong attached to it. And the guy,
it's really ingenious when you think about it. How come it took us so long to think... Like humanity, this long
right.
to think of this.
I'm glad that you absolved the two of us having their.
No, I would never put one of those things
that.
On. It really
no,
is disturbing.
No, it looks terrifying, especially when he goes to light it. It's like if there is something that could go wrong, it's just going to go flush into your face.
I'd be afraid that I couldn't get it
yes,
off, right?
Absolutely, because he's
it's
got
like
it strapped
rubber.
To his head.
So he dropped like to the Dolphins, so yes, farther down. So he could cost him tens of millions of dollars.
Absolutely, because at one point he was, they thought he might be a number one pick.
Oh my God!
He was potentially at one point they were thinking a number one.
Now it's being told to me that wearing a gas mask with a bong attached to it is the only way that you should dare listen to McMichael and Hampton's band.
I didn't say that.
That's what I just heard in my ear. Was that you, Craig, that said that? Who said that?
I did. I apologize for that.
It was baddish. Yeah. Somebody just said.
Oh, I don't. You don't have to apologize for it.
By the way, did you see the stuff that then got posted to his Instagram? The things that got leaked there?
So, yeah. No. So there was a conversation. Tunsil? Like a text conversation leaked.
With his coach. And he starts asking his coach for money for stuff. There's one that says, "Coach, mom's light bill is due. What should I do? It's $305. As in $305.
Right, right.
The response back is like, wow, 1 month? Yeah, it includes water, though. That's with water. So $305, yeah.
Dude, he was probably tacking on his bong gas mask
right,
expenditures
yeah. They'll pay
on
for
that.
Everything down here at Ole Miss. I did see that. And then he was, that night, he basically, the night of the draft, Thursday night, he basically just threw Ole Miss and the coaching staff under the bus. Like, yeah, they were paying my bills.
Yeah, those guys are all like that. Thanks a lot, Tunsil.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
God.
We put up with all of your creepy World War I paraphernalia. We just thought you were a war buff.
Yeah, and this is how you repay me.
At worst, we thought you were into some kinky stuff.
Yeah.
Now we find out. All right. Well, so the football aspect, you know, the Hawks just lose, you know, God rest their souls for the year. And then we go, okay, well, we can concentrate on the two best baseball teams, you know, in baseball, you know, for 6 months. This is going to be great. Maybe an L series. This will be amazing. The Red Line series.
Right.
No, it's Bears. It's back to Bears.
I know, but it's the draft. I bet it really falls off.
No way.
Once we step away.
Did you hear all those players that Ryan Pace just hired? Forget it. We're going to have to hear all of their bios.
Smoochie's at the top. No doubt.
From.
No doubt.
Yeah, right. And all of their light bills and all of that. All right. So Nikki Allen from Knife and Tine is coming in a little bit. She's bringing bacon-infused drinks, which the vegan Jones will not dig, but I'm looking forward to it. It's Patty Vasquez's night off. Jones and Mike are in for her. It's Radio 720 WGN. With Chicago Tribune Sports Plus, you can relive the best moments of the game anytime you want. Start your 30-day trial at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus. It's Jones and Mike in for Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. There is a person named Nikki Allen from Knife and Tine. Now, Craig nods his head like, yeah, she exists, dude.
I know.
She exists.
I'm starting to wonder.
Like when
she makes drinks. They have bacon in them somehow.
Yeah, and it sounds like a goddess of some sort. This is a fantasy in your head. She does
you
not
know
exist.
What this is? I figured it out.
Yeah.
This is Justin. It wasn't enough
that
he got to pound on Steve Gadlin at the end of his show
today. That's right, yeah.
He's now set us up.
That's right. This is one of his
with
punks.
I got a great punk. Yeah. I got a great punk for you, Craig.
Yeah.
Do this. We're going to come up with a fake guest.
Yeah.
I just got another text. 5 minutes. She just parked. I don't know why I was doing your voice, too. I don't
Now he's mocking us. This is how alpha he is. Those sales dudes he used to hang around with, they used to put him down, and this is his way of taking it out. Now he's in control.
Right, yeah. When you don't like somebody, you mock them right to their face. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah,
which we won't.
That's totally true. So Bacon Fest is something that's happening at UIC. It's several years now that I've been hearing about it. It's been around for some period of time. And it's all about all of these restaurants and whatnot. Like basically the taste of Chicago for bacon, which, you know, Jones, the vegan, you're not digging. But for the rest of us, man, for the other 99.9999%
no
of human beings.
Your numbers aren't that big.
Bacon is meat candy, and you're crazy.
Okay, your
for
numbers
giving
are
it up.
Off. We will digress here.
So she has these. She's gonna, I guess, test like these bacon drinks on us, and hopefully give us the recipe. Because otherwise, you know, why would we be drinking things on the radio? Why?
Yeah, but maybe it's just to entice everyone to go to her.
Well, right. So, yeah, right on. Yeah, we'll say it's great, and because if there's bacon in it, it will be great. And then you go and see her at Bacon Fest, and hopefully she wins an award. This weekend, apparently on Taylor Street, Mario's Italian Lemonade's opening up on Sunday. It's a seasonal thing. They're going to open up rain or shine, no matter even if it snows, which is great. Now all of these things around town are starting to open up. Yes. As I walk to work in the morning, I'm seeing everybody, they're starting to like, it's kind of like dibs for parking, where they start to put dibs on the sidewalk. Like, you know, even though it's like it's snowing, they're still like starting to put their like garbage, you know, things out in front of the place, right, to kind of parcel off, like, this is where we're going to put tables later on. So just get used to it, pedestrians. Now I'm imitating Craig, imitating me.
It's getting very weird.
That was good, though. I thought you nailed my imitation.
Yeah, I'm working on that one. So that's cool. And I'm kind of bummed because I have to bring my wife to, I was supposed to bring her to Bert's Pizza.
Oh, yes. No more.
So we watch these shows on TV and they're like, the greatest pizza in Chicago is at Bert's. And it's like this crazy eclectic place. And they make it sound like you have to go. And of course, Bert is like 82 when we're seeing the show 5 years ago. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take you. I go to take her and the place is closed. Apparently he's in Arizona for life now.
Well, okay. Like, I've been to Bert's. And it was good. The pizza was very good. I have nothing critical to say of it. But I will say this. Okay. If, in my opinion, this humble man's opinion, if you want to have, whenever I meet someone, like let's say I'm up at Wrigley after a game, I go to Murphy's having a beer, you meet someone,
tourists,
and this has happened.
Sure.
Where,
or somebody
from
Naperville,
Texas,
like me, yeah. We don't
and they
know.
Say, hey, let's get to talking about the city. They know I live in the city. You know, hey, where would you suggest we want to get pizza? Where would you suggest? I always say this. Does it have to be pizza? Because.
You mean like slices of pizza?
Yes. Because there's something better out there, but it's a pizza experience. It's not a slice of pizza. Right. So.
Okay.
Among, like, I understand Bert's was great. I've been there. Man, real quirky. You go in there.
Yeah, he had like a long beard, but like crazy, like in shape, young man's body, on, like with a 75-year-old man's
right,
head.
Right, and they're serving you with like plates from other restaurants and stuff. It was That's just right. like kooky. But what I always tell people is, look, if you're up to really trust me and just go for a pizza experience, my suggestion is always the Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder on Clark.
Okay.
Okay. It's just south.
I'm writing this down.
Well, you know where it's at. You know where the SMC Cartage Company, where the Valentine's Day Massacre happened. There's just that blank lot.
Yeah, it was like an alley, right?
Yes. All right. Just right on Clark Street. Right across, almost across the street from there is this place. It's just down in this like little basement thing. Pizza, Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder. What they make is called a pizza pot pie.
Really? Okay. Like a personal one or is it family style?
It's personal, but it's huge. And you go in there and there's such character this place. Now, there was an old guy that was in there and I don't know his name. He was in there forever. And you would go in there and you would say, yeah, Jones, table of four. And you'd say, look around. Okay, we're solid right now. I tell you what, go away 20 minutes. Come back, we'll have your table of four. And then instinctively you go, okay, yeah, that'll be Jones' table of four. No. Don't need a name. I remember your face. And sure enough, every time I've ever done that, you walk away, you grab a beer, you come back in the time he told you to come back, there's your table.
Nice.
Now, I haven't seen him in years. God knows he may no longer be with
him
us.
Him and Bert are hanging out in
who knows?
Glendale,
yeah, maybe
Arizona.
He's just moved on.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's really moved on.
Oh.
But it's funny, now when I've gone back, he has trained his staff to do the whole thing. So when you go back there, now there'll be like a, he was like this Italian guy. Now there's like this Hispanic gentleman who's at the front. You go up to him like, okay, Jones, you know, I remember your face, you know, and you go away. He's like, come back in 20 minutes. I remember your face.
Yeah.
You come back and the table's ready and it's there.
Nice.
And it's this pizza pot pie. And it's amazing.
All right. So, the Chicago while you missed, what? Oregon Grinder Monkey? What?
No.
What is it called again? Chicago what? Grinder?
You can only get in your own way.
Chicago.
It's the Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder. So now that Bert's is no longer, I don't want you to disappoint your wife more than you already have.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think Jill would love Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder, and you can show her this blank lot across the street and go, yeah, that's where
that
the
thing,
St. Valentine's Day Massacre happened.
Yeah, that'll open up a whole other can of worms. I don't even want to get into that.
Right.
Thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate that.
I'm just telling you, you missed out on Bert's Place.
I know.
And I, you know.
And even if I don't go, I want to be the knowledgeable Chicagoan who lives 40 miles yeah. away.
Now, if they tell you, no, it's got to be pizza, I always suggest Pequod's, which Bert originally started. Then he got burned out of pizza, and then he started Bert's Place up in Morton Grove.
Right. So he could even be more eclectic with his pizza making.
Oh, he was eclectic, man.
Leaving before I got there. All right. Well, thank you. I'm sure other people have some suggestions. 312-981-7200. Well, no, they probably won't be called a pizza experience either.